You know, I listen to a lot of different podcasts just to see where people are coming from. And I never talked about this, but for probably 10 years, I've listened to Carrie Cassidy. And I was trying to figure out what is her deal, you know. And I think I finally cracked the code today. What's happening is, in my perspective, in my opinion, is that it's just distractions. It's kind of like, you know how you go watch a movie and it's a movie about reptilians or a movie about this, that, and the other. They live or whatever. Yeah, we know they're demons. But I think what's happening, all these interviews that Carrie's doing, she interviews all these different people. And she's tried to put the puzzle piece together of all these different people talking. But I think all these different people, they're actually CIA agents just giving pieces of a narrative that's not even real. And the purpose of it is to get people distracted from seeking God. In the end game, the law... Part of it, too, is they're trying to set up the alien invasion, the fake alien invasion, right? And so they're given, they get all these different people talking about their little experience with aliens or military or Navy or working at top level positions. But it's all fake. It's all a storyline. And each person... The Navy, the military, the government, the industrial military complex, they all give each one of these little pieces. And she's interviewing all these people and come to her own conclusion, but it's just a storyline. It's not even real. But deep down behind it all, because I watched one interview earlier today, and the guy said, I was having fun. I forget the guy's name, he's about 90 years old. He said, I had fun. He wrote a book about it and all that stuff. And so they're making money off the people to distract them from seeking God and the Bible. They have no proof of anything they're saying. And they all come to the conclusion, well, we have off-planet, we have Space Force, and we have off-planet aircraft, and the reason we didn't go back to the moon is because they had reptilian ships up there and told us not to go back, and the Aryan technology they don't have it anymore. That technology came from an alien race, and the AI is invisible, and all kinds of stuff. And so what they're, think about the whole picture. Think about the big picture. You take what she's done for the last 10 or 20 years or whatever, however long she's been doing it, and she's interviewed all these people. And it paints a story. It's kind of like a movie, because the Gentile nation's fake anyway. So they painted this movie, this storyline, and this movie is playing out on the dark web, you know. Odyssey and Telegram and Rumble and all that. So you can watch these interviews on these alternative channels, and it's a distraction. They'll actually mix in the flood and mix in angels and demons, and they'll say the word God, but they'll never mention Jesus is God. They'll never say Jesus. They'll never say Jesus created it and holds it all together. And so it's just a distraction. And it's setting up, what it's doing is setting up the fake alien invasion when the rapture takes place. So when the rapture takes place, they'll say that these people were caught up by the reptiles. They were the evil or the Octarians took them out, or whatever you want to, whatever the name of these races are. The Pleiadians got rid of the evil Christians, you know. And so, whether Carrie Cassidy's being sincere or not, I doubt it, but she plays a good game. But they all write books, and they all say, I was in the Navy, or I was in top. They make money off of these stories, you know. Instead of you going to the movies and watching a movie, you're actually buying their books, talking about reptilians and aliens and all this stuff that they say they had experience with. And you have to ask yourself, well, if you're releasing off this information, you were Navy, why didn't they took you out? You know, why didn't they take you out? One guy's in prison and they say they framed him, and another person was disappeared. I mean, all kinds of stuff. There's so many interviews now that you don't even have time to watch them all in a lifetime, probably. And so what's happening is they're using Joe Rogan, they're using Alex Jones, they're using Carrie Cassidy, they're using all these, they're using the corporations like Amazon, they're using Elon Musk, they're using all these people, and they're probably all just meeting together and laughing at everybody. They're writing these books, they're building these cars. I gotta have a Tesla, I gotta have this. You know, I gotta rise up in the system. So everybody's fighting to rise up in a devil system. We already know it's a demonic system. And they hint to the fact that the reptilians see the Earth as a laboratory, you know. And if you take it to the nth degree, he's pretty much saying that they eat humans and they harvest humans for food, you know. And so you could go on and on and on and on and on, but I really, today I thought, you know, they give you the movies to make you think, well, that's your movie. But in reality, every day's a movie. Every day's a Gentile fake reality. If it's not including God, the Bible, Jesus, worshiping God, it's fake. And so every day is a movie being played out. The corporations, Fox News, CNN, they're all a part of it. Anything that Trump says, you know, anything that Biden says, anything that Obama says, anything that, they're all a part of it. They're all playing this game. It's such a big game, it's just, it boggles the mind. When you finally just accept it. When you finally accept you've been in a movie your whole life, you've been in a fake reality, you've been in a program that's actually, they're using, I mean, they're inventing stuff, right? They're wanting to live forever. They're wanting to create a machine that they can live forever, but they're actually going back to Genesis 3, the last part where the swords wouldn't let them eat of the tree of life, because God protected you from living forever in sin, right? So let's say these people learned how to live forever in a sinful state. Think about that. Who would want to live forever in sin? There's an episode on Doctor Who about that. People get turned into a machine man and they live forever, but they hate their existence, because think about it, the AI flesh mind is the machine. So you live in a perpetual state of anger and revenge and frustration if you're in the flesh. See, if you're born again, you can overcome all that stuff, but notice all the born-again people, they didn't believe all the hype about the the pandemic and all that stuff and the medicine that they're trying to feed everybody to fight the pandemic. We knew it. Deep down, we knew it. Now, I have seen somebody, in the, some people in the real world who fought against the vaccinations and the system, and they fought against it, but they still had stuff in their mind that you could actually talk to them, and they couldn't see it. They had a blind spot. In other words, they could see through some things, but they still had a blind spot. I'm talking about big blind spots that were so obvious. One of them might be abortion. You know, if you say abortion is murder, and they have a blind spot to that, how can they have a blind spot to that? It's bizarro land, people. So, the waking up process evidently is a slow process. The hypocrisy within, seeing your own heart is like almost impossible. But in order to see the evil in your own heart, a lot of times God allows you to see the evil in other people's heart. So when you see the evil in another person's heart, then the fact that you can see evil and then God, by the Holy Spirit, or something will happen, you say, oh, I did that 20 years ago. I did that when I was a teenager. I said that, I thought that. So you realize you're just as evil as anybody else, except for the grace of God, right? And so the grace of God is what this whole thing is about. And so the reptilians that Carrie Cassidy talks about is mainly us. We're the reptilian creatures in the old Adamic nature. But they leave out that God made man. They talk about the reptilians engineered mankind. You got the white hats, you got the black hats, you got the good and the bad fighting this thing. And it goes back to the Q thing. It goes back to good and evil, always. It goes back to that. They can't escape that, right? And then they say, well, you have to rise above this and be like Superman, and there's no good or evil. But they leave Jesus out. So the only way you're going to escape it is in Christ, by faith. Got a lot of rain here. I'm kind of driving in a rainstorm while I'm talking. On a road that has a bunch of construction. Ain't that crazy? Uber took me to another city and only gave me $15. How stupid is that? Hopefully that lady will give a tip. It's to the point now where all these corporations are trying to penny pinch every which way they can. But they do, all these corporations penny pinch, but on the outside, they virtue signal. They're all virtue signalers, but they're all evil. And the reason they're evil is because a corp is a cult. A dead corporation is a cult, trying to bring a bunch of people to work together as a team or a quote-unquote family when they're not even related, and spiritually they're on different paths. How can you bring them in and be on the same team as create a cult? It's a cult following. Elon's got a cult following. Rogan's got a cult following. What's his name? Got his name now. Alex Jones has a cult following. So when they create these cult followings, they try to make you think you're a part of a team or somebody's family or whatever. People can say, well, why does everybody vote for Trump with his past and his who he used to be associated with, all these people? And yeah, maybe he woke up and got free from it, but he's still just a human. And every human has weaknesses and faults, you know. You could tell by the body language of his wife that she didn't like him and he was narcissistic. She was just in it for the kid, probably initially for the money, then eventually for the kids, you know. And then now it's probably for the inheritance. She's probably hoping he dies and she gets all his money. So she's playing the game. It's a game. It's game theory. The devil's a master deceiver. He's deceived the whole world. So do you not know that Carrie Cassidy, because she doesn't talk about being born again or believing in Jesus, that she's deceived? If the devil, the Bible is clear, the devil has deceived the whole world. It says he's bound for 1,000 years, and then he gets loosed to deceive the whole world again. And those who are deceived by him, the kings of the earth who are deceived by the devil, come against the camp of the saints, and God destroys them. And so, what's happening in the future is happening now. It's the same storyline. What happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. And so you see Israel under attack. Doesn't matter if it's the Sephardic Jews or Ashkenazi, because if you do the research, they're all Jews and just came from different parts of the world. But they're going to be knocked. The nations that attack Israel are going to be knocked back. That's Bible. And you've seen it before. In your lifetime, you've seen the nations who came after Israel knocked back. The 7-day war or whatever it was. 3-day war, 7-day war, I forget now. But they were knocked back. Everybody's knocked back that attacks Israel. Why? Because it's a foreshadowing. It's a story. Everything's a story. This 3D experience is a holographic story. And the word holograph means completely ripped. Completely written. The Holy Writ. It's already written. So when I asked God to reveal what's going on, he had to separate me from everything and everybody and get me by myself for many years. Show me the code. And show me that. See, it's because you're in a Gentile nation, it's hard for you to see the idolatry in this nation because you're born in it. But when God pulls you out of it and isolates you for a season, you see it. And if you get it grounded in your mind, your heart, your will, your emotions, your intellect, even when you see it, and you, okay, so you get away from it, you see it, right? And it's hard. Because when you're in the box, how do you see outside the box? Because you're stuck in the box. And everybody around you that you rub shoulders with is in the box. So how do you see past it and when nobody else can? Well, I saw it through the code. And you might say, what do you mean code? The hologram is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word became flesh, dwelt among us, right? The Word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Jesus is the Word, and everything in front of you is a Word. Every symbol, every shape, every color, every image, every phonics, every grunt, every body language, it's all words. And so the words are the hologram. Even the objects in front of you are derivatives from the Word. Jesus spoke it all into existence. So every light post, every building, every fence, every sign derives from the Word. Every rock, every tree, everything. Jesus spoke it all into existence. The reason, and this brings me to another thing, because I listen to the physicists too. And the reason they hate string theory, that might be another video, but the reason they hate string theory, because it goes back to everything is created by vibrations. And one of the guys who was interviewed Joe Rogan, he said, Ed Witten or whoever, he said, that's the most dangerous person on the planet who believes in string theory. And all these people who support string theory are attacked. And the reason they're attacked is because physics, theoretical physics, went towards that. Instead of something you can touch, it went to ethereal, you know, something that you write on in math formulas or whatever. But they are losing their jobs because there's no actual, the scientists are not doing the physical experiments anymore. They're just doing mathematical, theoretical stuff. And so this is why they hate string theory, because it reveals Jesus, because it's a vibration. Jesus spoke it all into existence. So you got all these conspiracy theorists that won't point to Jesus and tell you that it's a conspiracy to hide. It's a conspiracy to hide Jesus. It's a conspiracy to hide God. It's a conspiracy to hide the Bible. It's a conspiracy to hide anything that is absolute truth based on the scripture. And so they're not going to tell you, and they're going to put you down a rabbit hole that you will never escape unless you pray and ask God to reveal it to you. Because I studied it for 5 years. I couldn't figure it out. I said, Lord, I see 666 on everything, but I know that the devil didn't win, and he's not winning. And that's when God, the Shekinah glory, first God spoke. He said, it's right in front of you. It took me a long time to see it. And I wouldn't have been able to see it without God's help. But it is right in front of you, people. And people like Kerry Cassidy, any kind of so-called celebrity type person only rises up in the system because they support lies and distractions. And it's all the distraction to get you away from Jesus and get you away from God and the simple life. Faith alone in Jesus alone. They're all a part of it. Even a lot of the churches, they're part of it. If it's a really big church and there's a lot of following people following, be careful. This whole thing is a setup by the devil. He's deceived the whole world.